This is the Map Lake Show with Tinner. I'm Matt.
And I am Tinner.
And today we have a very special guest with us, don't we, Tinner?
We do. Today with us we have sports analyst Luke Reeser.
Hello, thanks. Pleasure, Nate. Pleasure, Matt.
You're welcome. Glad to have you here. Fun. Anyway, so today we are going to be talking about NBA and NFL. Those are Luke's specialties. NHL we talked about last episode, and we don't talk about baseball around here very often, do we?
It's boring. It's like 200 games of nothing. I don't understand.
That's enough out of you sports analysts.
Anyways, jumping into the first segment. So, first of all, the draft lottery was a couple nights ago for the NBA, and the Knicks don't get the number one pick. Surprised? Not surprised? What do you guys think?
Well, this proves the draft lottery isn't rigged. Maybe in the past they have rigged it. But the Pelicans, they're doing some good things. They sold over 2,000 tickets previous of the draft lottery already.
Wow, that's a big shocker. If you're a Pelicans fan, Zion might be coming your way.
Nate, you always relate everything to fans. Like, no one cares. We're not talking about the fans.
Yeah, it's
about the players and the organizations.
Yeah.
Anyways. Sorry. Tinder, it's okay. So, what do you think about the draft lottery? Everyone thought the Knicks were going to get it, but
I'm really okay with it because I don't really care who gets Zion. I don't think he's, like, that much of an asset to teams because his stamina kind of run out pretty quick.
I think he's an asset. It's Zion Williamson.
Nate, he's an asset.
He's an asset to any team. Also, the Knicks did have the best odds in the draft. Pelicans only had 6% odds. So, I don't know. They just got super lucky, and I feel like they can do a lot of things with Zion.
That's why they have the draft lottery, I guess.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And now, moving on to the current NBA playoffs. There's currently four teams remaining. The Portland Trailblazers, the Golden State Warriors, the Toronto Raptors, and the Milwaukee Bucks. So, Luke, what do you think of the playoffs right now? And show us your predictions for who's going to win.
Well, I think Golden State, 2-0 lead. I can't see them losing, and, like, Portland has to get two straight wins at home. If not, they're losing. I feel like Golden State with a healthy Kevin Durant is unstoppable. They literally have a super team. Like, there's no stopping that. On the Milwaukee-Toronto side, it's looking tough from Toronto, but if you remember a few years ago, and I think 2016-17, they were down 2-0 to the Cavs, came back, but they lost in six then. And they don't have as good a team as they do now. They only have two remaining members on that team. That's Kyle Lowry and Norman Powell. If you look at the roster now compared to what it was then, it is a way better roster. They've made moves. Masai Ujiri is a great GM. And same with Nick Nurse. He's doing amazing things. Over on Milwaukee side, the question is...
You not know how good that is?
I know, but you can just cut it out.
The question is... How can you stop Giannis when they have good, efficient three-point shooting?
Stop. Okay, stop.
I am Stu Gott. I'm the Stu Gott of the Matt Blake Show.
You're eating a pen. You're eating a plastic pen with ink inside of it.
There's metal on it, too. Is it still going?
I look over. He's eating...
We'll be right back, folks.
Well, for Milwaukee, the question is, how do you stop Giannis, and can you stop Giannis? Frankly, if Milwaukee's having an efficient three-point shooting night, which they usually do, there's no answer to Giannis. Brook Lopez has increased his three-point shooting a ton. Chris Middleton is great at attacking the basket and is another superstar on that team. But Giannis, he just bullies people. Where he's come from since the 2013-14 draft to now is incredible. In Greece to now the best player in the league, in my opinion. So really the Raptors, I can't see him winning the series right now. But in the Portland-Golden State series, I like there's a little bit of drama going on. Seth Curry said, when KD's not out there, they move a lot faster. They're definitely not a better team, but they're harder to guard. Like, I don't know if it's taking shots at KD, but that might be true. KD does play a lot of ISO offense, and when the Warriors don't have him, they move around a lot. They shoot a lot more threes, even though KD takes up a good percentage of their shots. I'm not saying KD makes their team worse, but it affects their chemistry out there.
Yeah, I think Kevin's just a bit bigger, so maybe he's saying that's why they're not as fast, but hey.
But you know, he's still really lengthy, so he can take up a lot of room on the court. So
like, you're a gong.
You say the most obvious statements.
What do you think about the playoffs?
In the East, the Raptors versus the Bucks. I think that Milwaukee is going to come up victorious just because they already have the 2-0 series lead and they have that momentum going.
Yeah, me too. I say Bucks in 5.
I say Bucks in 4.
Wow.
That's harsh.
Just got to go against the Raptors there, but the Raptors, they didn't look very good.
You want to hear a joke about yesterday. OKC? Okay, see you next year.
I like it.
It's times like these where I don't want you on the show.
It's times like these where I love you.
Over in the West, I'm not quite sure who's going to win, but I might lean towards Golden State. What are your thoughts on that, Matt?
Yeah, me too. I'm probably Golden State and Bucks, and I think that Golden State in 6 to win.
I think
in the finals.
I think there's going to
No, in the finals, I mean like Bucks versus Golden State and then Golden State to win in 6.
Nate, how many games did you have Portland versus Golden State going to?
I think I might go to game 6.
I think
Portland's going to win too.
Let me get this straight. You have a Milwaukee Bucks team that you think is going to sweep the Raptors.
I do have that.
No,
that is in my predictions.
Little experience to a Raptors team that has a lot of experience with two players in their starting lineup that have finals
Luke,
experience.
Even Siri said they got crushed. Literally ask how the Raptors did last night. Siri goes, the Raptors got crushed by the Bucks, 125-108.
Siri's programmed to say that. This guy's probably a Bucks fan. Let's be honest.
It's not a guy. It's actually a girl.
The guy who programmed Siri.
It could be a girl that programmed Siri.
We know it's
Siri.
Not a girl, though. Wait, who's the person? I don't know.
It could be a girl.
Could be Dan Le Batard.
It could be Dan Le Batard.
But
who programs Siri?
Hurry up.
Like it says on the box, I was designed by Apple in California.
Who made Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, a guy or a girl?
Steve! His name's Steve!
But anyways, a Portland team that has not much experience to a Warriors team that's stacked way better than them and has multiple championships in the last 5 years. It's an interesting prediction, but you know what, Tanner? You're the expert.
I know I am. You don't have to tell me.
Call this kid an expert?
He did. That's what he said.
You are an expert.
I know.
An expert at being in expertise.
And also an expert.
Moving on to the next segment. Now, moving on to NFL news. Luke, take it away.
Jason Witten has reportedly said, coming out of retirement, the 2019 Cowboys will be the most talented team he's played for. That's over 15 seasons of experience. 15 different rosters, maybe. Probably the same some years.
Yeah, they probably have at least a couple changes every year, bringing some new guys.
In the 2013 season, I would say the most talented Cowboys team he's played for, pre-retirement, when Tony Romo led the NFL in passing yards and when they have a future Hall of Famer, DeMarcus Ware, on their defense.
When Tony Romo was good.
When he didn't have, like, 15 collarbone injuries.
Collarbone? Come on.
Jason Witten has reported said, and I quote, yeah, I think they are the most talented team I've seen. That's Jason Witten's last playoff win. Sorry, off quote. Jason Witten's last playoff win since 2014 came in the 2017 season. That's when they had their fresh young core of Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. So,
Zach, right, Curtici?
Well,
he calls him Zach.
Yeah, he calls him Zach.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Anyways, since that, Dak hasn't done much. Zeke's still a beast. Speaking of that,
I don't know. He's not that great, Luke.
Zeke?
A little bit of bias here, but from the Dallas
I'm a little bit biased, but Zeke, they extended this contract.
Dak Prescott.
Doesn't mean he's good.
Dak Prescott
he almost broke.
Dak Prescott underperformed
he
in the 2018
broke.
Season.
Exactly.
In his rookie season, Zeke almost broke Eric Dickerson's rushing record in his rookie season. But Zach, yeah, he's...
Melvin
he's,
Gordon's better than Ezekiel Elliott.
No. Okay, no. That's fact. No, that's not true.
That is fact.
That's not true. Zeke facts. Isn't the best running back in the league.
He's I don't think so. Top three.
Top five.
Behind Melvin Gordon.
Melvin top Gordon's five. Not that good. If you can go...
Look at the stats. Look at the stats. Watch a Chargers game if they're ever on TV.
Yeah, I can't get them on not. TV.
They're never on TV.
Cowboys, even when they're crappy, they're American Game of the Week. But if you can go into a stadium and have more fans than them, I don't consider you an NFL team. L.A. Chargers?
Not they play in a team. Soccer stadium.
Yeah, it's not my fault your owner decided to move to L.A. instead of...
Is it my fault?
No, it's is not it my fault either.
Tell me it's my fault.
It's your fault.
Tell me it's my fault.
You probably sent them like a hate email or something.
Why?
Saying, I live in San Diego and I don't want these fans anywhere.
Like San Diego,
signed to Ben Burtwistle.
San Diego has literally, what was wrong with it?
I don't know. It's the owner's fault. He wanted more money because he thought there'd be more fans in LA probably. But
so they thought it'd be a bigger market. Stadium. But if you're a yeah. better team in a bigger well, market, they're gonna cheer for that team.
In the 2019 stadium, or yeah, 2019 season, Chargers and Rams are sharing this like really new yeah. cool stadium.
Tell me who gets more fans: the LA Clippers or the LA Lakers?
Depends.
No, it doesn't depend. The LA Lakers are a higher market okay. team.
Stop with the table slaps, sorry. Luke.
The LA
I'm
Rams,
sick of the game!
The LA Rams are a better team, therefore, in a higher market area, they will get more fans than the
what
LA
makes
Chargers.
Them better? That they made it to the Super Bowl? So what? They lost to the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots, let's go.
Yeah, but they lost. That's the whole point. They went to the Super Bowl.
Second best team in the league.
Did the Chargers do that?
Second best.
Did the Chargers do that?
No, the Chargers haven't had an opportunity.
Yes, they did. They had an opportunity this year.
The Rams
guess
are
what?
In the NFC. The NFC is easier than the AFC to get there.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
The NFC is way harder.
The AFC is way harder.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, what? What?
The NFC is harder.
I thought you said the AFC was
you have more experienced quarterbacks in the NFC. Experienced quarterback is what wins Super Bowls.
Phillip Rivers?
He's played like a total of like 5 playoff games.
Your point is?
He's not experienced. Tom Brady is the only experienced quarterback, soon to be Patrick Mahomes.
What? He's one season.
Patrick
one
Mahomes.
Season. I said soon to be.
No. Not even soon. Like 10 years
season.
Ago. Tom Brady is like.
Has Tom Brady ever had a 50,000 passing season?
Probably. The guy's ancient.
Sorry, I meant 5,000 passing season.
50,000. That's a bit much, Luke.
He helped build pyramids in Egypt.
Exactly. Ancient. Ancient.
Can we move on to the next topic?
Don't even get me started about Bill Belichick being ancient.
Okay, Bill Belichick reportedly is now calling the plays for the Patriots defense.
Is he?
Yeah, I would see how this works in the preseason. Like, I would not mind Bill Belichick coaching my team.
Yeah.
Isn't he already the coach for the team?
That's true, though.
Exactly. I'm saying that he's a really good coach. And if you can be good on defense, that's going to be pretty good. Maybe you can develop some more young players like he is.
Like who?
Make another defensive Tom Brady.
Can you name one?
On the defensive Patriots?
Yeah. Stephon Gilmore.
Malcolm Butler.
Malcolm Butler.
He's not even on the team anymore.
Vince Wilfork.
Malcolm Butler.
Vince Wilfork.
Alexa, who does Malcolm Butler play for?
Malcolm Butler plays for the Tennessee Titans in the NFL.
Tennessee Titans. He did get traded. Never mind.
Okay, but...
Vince Wilfork is retired.
You gotta
probably.
See who...
He is retired.
Oh. Sorry.
But Bill Belichick makes random small white guys good players.
Wow.
The receivers I'm talking about.
You're a random small white guy.
Yeah, says you. Says you. What?
Folks, we'll be right back after this message.
And we are back. Luke, what's the next topic?
The next topic is Odell Beckham Jr. calls out Colin Cowherd for his remarks on Twitter. It is reported that Odell Beckham has said, "Now you've gone too far, bro. I understand nobody listens to your show, but stop using my name to get clout, bro."
Yeah, bro.
I let you say and do whatever you want, but now it's gone too far. So here's what you want. My attention. Off quote. Now, Colin Cowherd has made remarks on Twitter as he tweeted, this of Odell's most memorable moments, number one being the catch in Jeopardy style, number two being traded to the Browns, and I can't load the video because I don't have Twitter.
Wow.
Anyways.
Yeah, that is some beef, though. Like, I've never seen a player get into it with a reporter slash radio host.
Well, I have.
Colin.
Who?
Who?
Mike Jarvis.
Colin
Double Cowherd. Double A, Triple A Bisons.
Colin Cowherd was mocking Odell's time with the Giants. He's mocking a great receiver who racks up thousands of yards a year. I don't understand. He didn't have a good quarterback. He had a washed out Eli Manning. What can you do? He had a Saquon Barkley.
Washed out. So you're calling Phillip Rivers washed out? You're calling Tom Brady the GOAT washed out? You're calling Peyton Manning? Well, oh, wait, he's retired. Washed out?
I just called Eli Manning.
I don't know where you get that.
I didn't call it washed out. I called it washed up.
Washed out.
I called it washed out. Well, whatever.
Okay, continue.
Well, now Odell's trying to lead the Browns to their first postseason since 2002.
I can't believe you said that.
You're not even a Browns fan.
You're a Chargers fan. That's even worse.
I met people in a hotel hallway that were wearing a brown shirt, and I pretended to be a Browns fan.
You're a weird guy, Tinner. You're a weird guy.
Yeah, that's what my parents say, too.
Cool.
Maybe next episode we'll have a segment about Tanner's personal life.
We should. Next episode, we should.
Why my parents hate me. Bye, Tanner.
I'm going to write an audiobook.
An audiobook.
Well, wrapping up this topic, like you. This has gone way off the rails. We should wrap this up now before we find out more about Tanner's personal life.
Thanks, special guest. You should host the show for us more often.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Yeah, no problem.
Tanner?
No problem.
I'm going to go play on the now. Wii. Play on the Wii, yeah. Signing off for now,
why
Matt.
Why isn't it loaded?
Signing out for now, Matt, out.
Tinner, out.
I'm still here, but out. Bye, guys.